Triplets. Episode 14 of the Chatty Bobcast. Don't get run over, Chad. You're on the interstate. I don't know. That was a new song. Oh, my God. This is a nightcap. And I am fucking full of piss and vinegar tonight. Just got out of Best Buy. It's 9:20 p.m. It's a Friday night. I got 3 days off. And I am going to love it. It was a dumpster fire of a day at Best Buy. Let's just talk about that for a minute. Hashtag dumpster fire is the name of this one. Look, I love everybody for the most part, but there's a small portion of the human race that need to be wiped out. Okay? You could say, Chad, that's cruel. And I'm going to say, fuck you. Because listen, it doesn't cost anything to be nice to somebody, motherfucker. It's free to smile. You hear me? Free. It's free to not be nice to people. If I'm nice to you, even if you gotta fake that shit, fake it, motherfucker. We're in the public. Fake it. People were assholes all day long today. And my main rant, my main beef here is we close at 9 p.m. Best Buy has been closing at 9 p.m. since the fucking Stone Ages. When they were selling fucking VHS players. Best Buy has closed at 9 p.m. Unless it's the holiday season, bitch, we close at 9 p.m. It is plastered on our front fucking doors when you walk in. Before they slide open, so you can get your ass in our store, it shows the hours on the fucking door. So you don't miss it. Why do we I close every Friday night, okay? Why every Friday night at 8:58 we get 30 people that walk in and just act like we just opened the doors? We turned our music off, half our lights ain't even on, and people are just walking around like they ain't, like we ain't got no lives or we ain't got nowhere to be. They want to just walk around and look at Beats headphones and not buy a fucking piece of shit. 8:58 p.m. every single Friday night, dude. And normally it doesn't bother me because it doesn't affect me. But today it pissed me off and it affected me. Because at 8:58, somebody came in, wanted to buy some TVs. He's got some company. He had a tax exemption that expired. He didn't know it expired. So he tried to use it and it expired on him. So he comes over to my fucking customer service desk, full of piss and vinegar, pissed off at me, and I don't even know what's going on. Why my fucking tax exempt expired? I don't know, sir. Did you renew it? No. I didn't. He said it didn't. He didn't know that it needed to be renewed. Well, sir, it needs to be renewed every year. Do you have your form? I can renew it for you. Well, no. Why would I have my form with me? You don't have it on your email, on your phone. Why would I carry that shit on my phone? Sir, I don't know. It's 8:58 p.m. We close at 9. So he starts to tell me that we're ridiculous. We're such a pain in the ass. He doesn't want to shop here anymore. So I tell him, I said, sir, I can't renew that unless you give me the proof that you still have a business. So then he says, I'm calling him a liar. I said, sir, no. My system has to have that to renew this. If you can provide proof of this, when you bring it back in, we can give you the taxes back. But tonight, if you need your TVs, fucker, you have to pay Uncle Sam. Not my problem, bud. Yours. Hashtag dumpster fire. So then he tells me, well, I've been shopping here for 15 years and never had this problem. Sir, you have to renew it. I don't know what anybody told you 3 years ago. I wasn't here. Because if I'd have been here, I'd have told you you needed to renew it in a year. So then he tells me, why don't y'all have my information on file? I said, sir, your form from the IRS from 2014, why would we have that here? You think I have an accordion file back in my office that's just got your John Smith's fucking resale company. Fuck out of here. Why don't we have it on file? Like, we're just going to keep your all your tax information in our system just for everybody to have. So anybody can just access your tax information. The fuck out of my store, bitch. I just... Perfect example. Dumpster fire. It's just... And all throughout the day, it was just... People just not being prepared. People coming in for something that they ordered online to pick it up in store. I ask them if they're here for a store pickup. They say yes. I say, what are you here to pick up? They don't even know what they're coming to get. How did you get to this store? You ordered something online and you don't even know what you ordered. How did you get here? My heart's beating fast. I'm angry. I'm reliving all this again. But I just don't understand. Common sense. Common sense, fucker. If I order something and I drive to the place of business that I set the order up at, when I go to that place, I'm going to fucking know what I'm coming to get. I ordered it. I'm driving there to get it. Why do I not know what I'm getting? People don't have their ID. People come in. We have to check ID when you pick something up. Because how do I know your next door neighbor didn't steal your shit and come pick up something? It blows me away the amount of people that drive to our store without their driver's license. I don't have my ID. Why? Why do you... Oh... Just, I don't understand. I don't, you know, just, oh man. That was a good 7 minutes of ranting there. For that ass. But yeah, people are fucking ridiculous, man. Hopefully. But it's all good, though, because I got, you know, I got 3 days off. I'm ready to chill, have a good time. But, got a big battle rap event that is going down tomorrow. Smack URL's Gnome 9. I've been looking forward to this battle event all year long. So, excited about that. You know, going to watch some movies Sunday and just have a good time, man. Just try to relax. And not get my blood pressure up from stupid people, you know? And it's used to, I didn't let this shit affect you, boy. You know what I'm saying? This shit, I just used to let this shit roll off of me. But today, it's just not gonna, it's not. It just didn't. And it, so much of it could be avoided if people weren't assholes. You know what I mean? Like, I could totally understand if I personally fucked up something of yours. If I did. But I work for a company that has policies. You know what I'm saying? That are not, you know, unrealistic or, you know, anything. They're just normal policies that normal people follow. It's not my fault that you didn't fucking come prepared, brother. That's your fault. You need to look at yourself in the mirror before you go to sleep at night and say, I'm a fuck up. Okay? Not the guy, but not the fat dude at Best Buy that I yelled at. He's not the fuck up. I am. I own this L. I'm going to take this L. But so many people in this world cannot look themselves in the mirror and say that it's their, that, and take blame for something. I just never understand it, man. I'll never understand it. But hey, that's what makes this world go round and round and stuff, you know? It's what makes it go. It's what makes it go, I guess. I mean, go in the Dollar General here and do some something. What am I doing? I'm just trying not to snap on something. I almost snapped on a fool. That dude really angered me. And a lot of it was because of the time frame. Because he came in at 8:58 over to my area. and I was getting ready to clock out. That's the main issue I had, is that you chose to come buy televisions with an expired tax exemption at 8:58 and we close at 9. And you've been shopping here 15 years, what you said, sir. And we've been closing at 9 p.m. that whole 15 fucking years you've been coming to buy shit. But you think the world revolves around you, sir. Well, guess what? You had to pay them tithes and Uncle Sam tonight. So go home and beat your wife, because I bet that's what you're going to do when you get home. Mad at me, and you're going to take it out on your wife. I hope she whips your ass. Hope you step on a fucking nail. You have to go get a tetanus shot. Okay? Hashtag dumpster fire, motherfucker. I may take y'all in here with me to Dollar General. I'm going to take a little road trip. A little road trip. You know, it's like a bye. Oh, get me a frozen pizza. Live a little bit, you know what I mean? Because YOLO, dude. Fucking YOLO. Fucking kidding me? Fucking Red Baron. It's a little Red Baron action for that ass, baby. Red Baron pizza. I mean, I don't eat that stuff a lot anymore, but Red Baron pizza makes me want to slap kick somebody. That shit is good. I'm a five cheese Red Baron guy. This person is backing into the red box area. Why? Why do we need to back in? Chad, why do you have a problem with everything and everybody? The dumpster fire continues. I had to load money onto my PayPal, so I couldn't take you with me in there while I did that. I forgot I had to use my phone. So I go in. Now, loading money on your PayPal is the greatest thing ever, because you just literally take it to mostly like Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Dollar General. You load money on there. It's instant at Walmart, but everywhere else it's like 10 minutes. And you load cash in there, and then within 15 minutes it's available. So I do this at least probably once every week at Dollar General. If I need something I want to get, I'll just load my PayPal, because I get cash back with my PayPal card, okay? So I go in here, and I've done this 20 times at this Dollar General, right? You just walk in, it generates a barcode, they scan it, you tell them how much, they charge the fee. Boom, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? Also got me a Red Baron pizza. I bring it in there. It's this older lady in there, and I already know it's a lady that I've never worked with, and I know this is going to be an issue, okay? I just know it. I know it. I see it in my soul. I feel it. So I have a little small can of Pringles, a Red Baron pizza, and I want to load my PayPal, right? So I do the PayPal first, and I bring the phone up to her. And she says, how can I help you? I said, yes, ma'am, I just need to load money onto my PayPal account. And she said, what's that? And I said, it's usually I just come up, I give them my phone, they scan the barcode. And she goes, well, how do I do that? I said, ma'am, I don't work here. I'm just telling you what happens on my end. I show them the phone, they use the barcode scanner, they scan it. They asked me the amount. So she takes my phone out of my hand and tries to scan my phone like on the scanner on the table. Like it's a fucking item. She's trying to scan it. I said, no, not like that. Just you scan the phone. Okay. And I said, you know what? There's a line now. There's a line of 11 people behind me now. I said, ma'am, never mind. I'll come back in the morning and I'll do it tomorrow. No big deal. She goes, no, I can do it. I'm like, oh my God. So she goes and gets another woman who's done it for me 100 times and comes up and does it. And the woman that was having problems goes, see, I was doing it the same way. I was just scanning it on the thing. I said, ma'am, I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know. I said, I wanted to be like, I just want it done. I don't do whatever it is you do. What was it, Jerry Seinfeld said that? In that one episode where he's giving him all these options, he's like, just do whatever you do. But bless her. I knew. I should have just tucked it. As soon as I saw that lady, I should have tucked the phone away and said, Chad, it's not worth the time, brother. It's not worth the time. Oh, there's a cop behind me. Told you guys. It's just the way it is, man. This is the way it goes. I haven't been doing anything, but he probably is friends with that lady, and is probably going to pull me over. You know what I mean? And that's fine if he does. Nope, he went straight. Thank you, copper. Alrighty. See, that's the way it is in the small town, man. I'm not doing anything. I'm not riding dirty. I don't ride dirty unless I'm listening to Chameleon Air. But that's the way it is in Greenbrier. They don't play, man. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, bless her. Bless her. But she was asking me how to do it. Like, I guess because I had a Best Buy shirt on, I know everybody's electronics everywhere, right? And she was in her 60s or so, probably. That's generous. She's probably in her 70s. But it's not her fault. Nobody told her how to do it. But it was just frustrating to me because she was like, when the woman came out, she said, see, that's what I was doing, sir. I said, ma'am, I don't know. I just wanted, you know, like she was like, see, I told you I knew what I was doing. Like, ma'am, whatever. Okay. Give me my fucking Red Baron pizza and my Pringles, please. You know, like, so yeah, there's that. I mean, we're just, this has been a dumpster fire of an episode of a day, a night, drive home, weather. I mean, it's just been dumpster fiery. But I'm almost home. So if I make it home, I survived the dumpster fire. You know what I mean? But yeah, I love you guys and gals. I mean, y'all are so awesome and nice and supportive of me. And I'm such, you know, a rant-filled human most of the time when I'm on this podcast. But that's what makes it fun, I guess. Is that same fucking cop that took a back road and is now back behind me? They just ain't got nothing to do. Ain't got nothing to do. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Well, we know how to work and we know how to play. Sing it with me now. We're from the country, yeah. We're from the country, loud it. We're from the country and we like it that way. Shout out to Tracy Bird, Heat Rock. I'm telling you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Whatever. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. Tracy Byrne has some heaters. That was three heaters that he had. I'm sure he had more, but who gives a shit? I mean, it's Tracy Byrne. Hashtag dumpster fire, man. But yeah, we're just moving along, man. We're just trying to make it to the next day, and then the next, you know, we're just trying to get through life, trying to survive this thing called life, what we're doing. And we'll get through it one way or another, baby. I may even do a two-part episode of this one. I may shoot one and do a little part of this in the morning, see if I'm doing a little bit of better, you know what I mean? I got some errands to run in the morning. That'd be a good, like, second part of the episode. Maybe we'll make this one a little bit longer than normal. You know what I'm saying? Just cash. Because I can fucking do that. I can fucking do it. I'll fucking do it. Please don't hit no raccoons. Is that a raccoon? What is that, an opossum? I believe that was an opossum. Either that or it was an imposter opossum. I'm going to need it to get the fuck out of the way, whatever it is. I ain't trying to get it all over my grill piece, my Chevy, or my bow tie, motherfucker. But yeah, we're gonna get back to you in the morning. Chatty Bobcast, hashtag dumpster fire. All right, well, I've had about 12 hours, 11 hours to calm the fuck down.
That was another level rant. Sorry about that. You know, I mean, it happens in life. You know, you get so damn worked up about something, and then you sit back and think to yourself, why the fuck was I getting worked up for? You know what I mean? But that's not a good night's sleep will get you. Take my allergy medicine. Yeah. So yeah, it's now Saturday. You know, we're two-parting this shit. And got some errands I gotta run. Gotta go to the post office, mail off some stuff that I've sold, merch, a couple, some slip covers, stuff like that. And gonna go run some more errands after that. And then today is the day for the URL Gnome 9 pay-per-view battle rap. So it's gonna be crazy. Most anticipated battle in the history of battle rap is happening today. So I'm excited. Loaded Lux versus A-Verb. It's like the Floyd Mayweather. I don't know. Whoever's popular is for in boxing. I don't watch boxing. It's like the John Cena. No, it's like the Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair before it happened back in the day. That's what it's like. You know? Trying to compare it to something everybody knows. People know who Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair are, so we'll go with that. People are still, you know, shoo-shooing. Luckily, I don't have to deal with retail for 3 days. Today, tomorrow, Monday, I'm off the next 3 days. That is amazing. Hopefully, they don't call my phone at all because I'm not picking it up. I'm off work, and I'm not coming in. So, hopefully y'all can fend for yourselves the next 3 days. I love you. But your boy got to get a little time to himself. You know what I'm saying? Battle rap doth the road, baby. Chetty Bobby. It's been weird. I haven't seen any squirrels lately. And I always see them on these back roads. So I'm wondering if it's going to be a situation one day where I'd start driving and there's just an army of them darting across the road. And I can't miss them all. I mean, that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Oh, is that one? No. Cry wolf. God, that laugh was that laugh? Like, how annoying on a scale of 1 to 10 was that last laugh I just did? God, just if you didn't know, if your laugh had no chill, and that's what it was all the time, that level, no matter what the location were that you were at, the time of day, the level of funny the joke was, that is, if that was your laugh, I mean, I'd have to. God, but you, even better, you're not even aware of how annoying it is. You're something's wrong with you in your mind where you have no clue. You just always see, like, people look at you weird when you laugh. Because it's such a, I mean, there's people out there with laughs that I'm so glad I didn't get. I've got, like, the wheezy Jefferson, like the, like, that's, you know, that's mainly my laugh. So I'm cool with that. But there's some people out there with laughs that I would just not be able to live with if it was me. So I'm glad when the creator was picking out laughs for people, he gave me a pretty, you know, normal one. Just a find out about you. Find out about you. I forgot who sings that. Who sings that? God, how redneck am I? I forgot who sings that. Jesus. Just no limit to my redneckery. Hey, we some no limit soldiers. What? We some no limit soldiers. Shout out to Master P. For just, I mean, saying the fucking hell with it. We're putting an album out every 6 days. That's the way it was back in the day, dude. And nobody knew any of the artists because there was no internet. So you didn't know any artists. There was no promotion other than the CD booklets of what's coming out. They'd have 66 albums promoted that's coming out in the next month, and six of them would come out. But you'd have to go get them. You'd have to go and get them, and they all sounded horrible. The beats were terrible. The rappers weren't good. But looking back, the rappers are way better than the rappers now for the most part. So who's the joke really on? Except for Silk the Shocker. He's the worst rapper of all time. Silk the Shocker is in the same category as that Blueface dude, because neither one of them can sound a beat. The thing for Silk the Shocker is that he would fuck around and accidentally catch the beat every now and then. Blueface never is on beat. Never. He's like, it's like in his headphones, the beat is like sped up like two measures. Cause he's like, I'm just glad that I'm able to like catch a beat. Cause there's nothing more frustrating and cringy than listening to somebody rapping and they're all not, I mean, they're just, they can't stay on beat. But what are we talking about? Hashtag dumpster fire. That's what we're talking about. There is no such thing as subject matter, okay? There's not. Why have that? Who needs that? Who needs a subject to stick on for a podcast? You know what I mean? People that are organized go fuck themselves. You know what I mean? Sorry. Not really. You know, that was a stupid thing to say. But, you know, you're right. You get what I mean? Maybe you don't. Who gives a shit if you do or don't? I'm gonna be unorganized regardless. If you're listening to this, then you're obviously fine with it, because we're 14 episodes in, and I've been unorganized the entire 14 episodes. So why change it up? You know what I mean? Who wants to have like a list of shit to like talk about in like an allotted time? Who the fuck does that? Psychopaths? But seriously, ladies and gents, it's been a fun one, you know? This one has been the tale of English! This has been the tale of two parts, I guess. I don't fucking know. Pulled to the post office, baby. I just need everybody to just do better in life. Just be nicer to each other. Be more self-respectful. Be more respectful of others. Be courteous. All that shit that I just said doesn't cost a fucking dime. It doesn't cost a dime to be nice to somebody. It doesn't. That's what trips me out so much about the world, is that so many people are out here walking around being assholes. And it is 99% of the time, the people they're being assholes to are not people that did anything to deserve it. That percentage is something I totally came up with in my head to make this story sound good. But a vast majority of the people that are getting shit on are people that didn't do anything to deserve to get shit on. But that's the way life is. It doesn't have to be that way, though. You just got to be nice, motherfuckers. Okay? Be nice. Be nice. I'm fucking tired of this shit. But it makes for good content for podcasts. So fuck it, keep being a dick. I'm gonna be okay regardless, because I fucking love you. y'all be sure to like, comment, subscribes, and all that stuff that we do. You know what I mean? We do it all the time. We've got a new countdown that's up on the Triple Flix Mafia YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to that, search Triple Flix Mafia on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. It's myself, Friday the 14th, and Biz Jordan. We do horror movie content. This is where the podcast is uploaded every week. We started a new top five countdown for this month, and it is going to be our top five favorite creature features. So be on the lookout for that. It's all, one of ours is already up this week as this one's going up. I believe it's Tony's, Friday the 14th. So just stay tuned. We got some more stuff in the works. We're continuing to post content 3 days a week. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, like clockwork, something's going to be on the channel. So, y'all be good. I'm going to go in here and mail this stuff off to everybody. But y'all be nice to each other. My name's Chatty Bobby 1130, Triple Flix motherfucking Mafia. Bitch.